Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is Wednesday, April Fool's Day. I wish this weather was April Fool's, but unfortunately it's not. Starting to pick up some flurries and a little bit of snow. The heavy stuff that's going to get us is not right now. That'll be maybe later and into tomorrow. And Saturday, according to the Weather Service, we interviewed about an hour ago, is going to be the bad day from everything that we hear. Freezing rain, probably not likely, but what we'll see is a lot of snow, wet, heavy snow. And then we're expecting lows in a few of these nights into the 20s, so that'll definitely freeze up wherever you happen to be. So just be careful out there for that. Okay, and a lot of folks, of course, are going to be traveling because Good Friday is coming up, and it is Easter weekend. We're moving one segment up a day earlier, our NDSU specialist segment, usually on a Thursday. We're going to move it up a day, and we're going to bring in Dr. Rob Pruhl. He is an Extension Agriculture Grain Systems Specialist. And Rob, how are you doing today? You excited about the snow?
Oh, I don't know about that, but otherwise I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are getting into that spring and summertime mode, although for you, maybe you could kind of give us a little definition here. For as being an extension grain system specialist, what are some of the things that you might do on a daily basis?
Sure. So I'll tag on to that, too. So both an ag technology and grain system specialist, but okay. What I might do on a daily basis, part of it may be just, you know, helping to get scientific-based information out to the public, out to farmers and other agricultural professionals, and that might mean, you know, new publications or social media posts or radio interviews like this one, or it might mean revising some of the things that are already out there. Okay. And it also means doing a lot of technical assistance, so fielding phone calls or emails directly from farmers or other ag professionals, or hearing from one of our agents that are out there with a presence in each of our 53 counties and helping them to answer questions that they get from folks. Yeah.
And sometimes people are like, well, that was kind of a silly question, but you could also be in a classroom teaching ag students too. So
occasionally, yeah, that's it's not a full time part of the work, but every once in a while might do a guest presentation in a classroom as well.
So I know you do, as you mentioned, a lot of education and working with growers. Do you guys get contracted as well by like companies to run like precision agriculture or precision testing for them, or is that not part of your life?
There is some of that happens. I personally have not done any contracted work, but it's not unusual or not unheard of for extension personnel to do work under contract where they'll test different products. Yeah. The tricky part of that is just making sure that both parties can agree, because sometimes the objectives might diverge a little bit, but in extension, you know, our goal is always to provide scientific-based education. So whatever work we do, we need to be sure that we can share the results with the public so they can use those results to make better decisions.
What is the best way to find, if somebody's listening, going, sure, I would like to read more about what he's talking about. So is that a publication on the website, or how are you disseminating that information?
So really, anything from NDSU Extension, I would encourage you to go to the main NDSU website and find your way to Extension. You could also do a search through your preferred search engine for NDSU Extension. That should lead you right there. Okay. And one relatively new feature that has been made public, I think within the last month or so, we were using it internally, but now it's public facing, is if you go to the NDSU Extension website, you will find Extension Bot. And this is really an AI chatbot that pulls exclusively from Extension sources. It's actually a national effort. Hmm. So it might not just only be North Dakota State University Extension materials that it pulls, but it will prefer North Dakota materials and it will exclusively pull Extension materials. So if you've found yourself in the habit of maybe using some sort of AI chatbot like ChatGPT, for example, to answer questions, maybe consider giving this one a try, because you can maybe feel a little bit more confident about the data sources that it's using.
Okay, so now I got another segment. So who's gonna run through the info on that? Is that you, or who do I need to talk to find out more about that? Because I think that's a great tool.
Oh gosh, I feel like I'm on the spot here. You know, Extension Leadership could probably talk a little bit more about how that bot was developed and how it's maintained and how it's really an effort through the National Extension Foundation to put that together.
I'll run it up the flagpole. I know who to ask, so I just thought maybe if you knew a name off the top of your head, but that's all right. We're all good. We'll keep it on task, Eric. Steer the ship.
Yeah, perfect.
So let's get into the reason why you came on the air today, and that is to talk about precision agriculture, precision in agriculture, and obviously grain systems is a part of your life. But you and I didn't get a chance to talk much before because we're moving this up a little bit, but what are some of the things in our remaining about 5 minutes here you'd like to pass along to our farmers and growers out there?
Sure. So I think as it relates to precision tools, this time of year is really, you know, getting prepped for the upcoming growing season, despite the little blast of winter weather that we're getting. So if you are doing some data interpretation, you know, focus on finishing that up and then really getting prepared for any precision spring management plans. So getting any variable rate fertilizer plans ready, or if you're doing anything variable with the seeding process, whether it's a variable seeding rate or maybe strategically placing different genetics packages, you know, different varieties, different hybrids in the field, maybe getting those plans ready and making sure you have a really good protocol to create and transfer any prescription files, you know, get them from the computer into the equipment. So that'd be one of the messages for this time of year. The other thing would be that, you know, 2026 seems like it's kind of shaping up to be a bit of a hunker down year, so to speak. The economics on a lot of the different crops are looking fairly challenging right now. I know the markets have ticked up a little bit in a recent week or two, but, you know, prices are still, input costs are still quite high. So really doing whatever you can to understand your operation and the economic impact of your decisions, I think would be a good precision practice for this growing season.
Yeah. You know, coming into this year with commodity prices, and you're right, it's the commodity prices are elevated right now, maybe artificially because of the war a little bit, but they're still elevated compared to where they were 4 months ago. But a lot of folks, as they're trying to get their operating loans or just trying to figure out how they're actually going to make money, because there's a fair portion of people that lost money, maybe even lost a lot of money, to make money in the future, which again, this year and next, when even talking to like Frayne Olson, it's, you know, the commodity prices should be a little bit better this year. But I think the key is to really sharpen that pencil or pen or whatever it happens to be, and really plan things out. But I think this is where precision agriculture can really shine, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, a couple things. One is that if you can understand your profitability down to the production unit, I think that could be really helpful. So if we're talking about crops, which is what I work in, that'd be down to the individual field level, or maybe if you have done precision agriculture, maybe even down to a subfield zone, and really understand how your inputs, how your input costs and then the productivity of those pieces of land come together to figure out your productivity on a really kind of fine scale can really help you then to make better decisions about where you maybe can dial back fertility rates a little bit, or maybe increase them a little bit and just make better use of whatever inputs you're putting in. And there's software programs that are designed to help to understand that profitability down to the field level, but it could be done with something like spreadsheets as well. So that's one of the ways that I think precision agriculture can help with that. And another is, I'll leave the crop consultant's name anonymous just for the purposes of this, but I remember him using an analogy that I really liked, where he talked about nephew acres. So he's like, imagine you have a nephew, you know, you love him, but he's not very experienced, and he's maybe a bit of a goofball, but he wants to come farm with you. Are you going to put him in your best piece of land right up against the highway, or are you going to put him on a back 40 somewhere that's kind of hidden away and it's your more marginal land? So those nephew acres, try to identify what they are and don't overinvest in those areas if they're not going to give you the economic return like your best acres are. So that's really where I would agree precision agriculture and those types of acres can really help sharpen that pencil.
Dr. Rob Pruhl, again, Extension Agriculture, Well, I got a couple of different titles here, but Precision in Agriculture and Grain Systems Specialist. But Rob, thank you so much for moving up. I'm glad we're able to catch up with you today. A website again that folks could check out in my remaining about 20 seconds here.
Yes. So ndsu.edu is the main site, ndsu.edu/agriculture, and then extension can be found from that page.
Very good. Rob, thank you so much for your time. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, down the road.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
All right. It is coming up to the top of the hour. That is going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. Daryl Richardson, why is it always storm when Daryl's on? You'll be on.